breastbone, but.
Well, now some people call it a breastbone, but you wouldn't call it that?
Well, you can call it a breastbone if you want, but I look like that ain't what I want to say, but.
Well, what about a wishbone or a pulley bone or a lucky bone?
A lucky bone.
Would you call it a lucky bone?
That's right, lucky bone.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a boy bone?
Boy bone.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first crop has been cut and now it's just grown back up again.
Volunteer, I guess.
Fine. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Okay.
Lord, my husband did not love cornbread.
Will you tell me how to make cornbread? I've been trying recently to make cornbread, and it's just not too good. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Oh, well, you just sift your meal.
Well, now, do you use self-rising, or do you use the ordinary cornmeal?
Well, it's both kinds.
Uh-huh.
Both kinds.
Well, now, which do you use?
Well, we use one. We put salt and soda in our own sometime. And then my daughter, like the youngster be, she won't, just don't put nothing in it, just ready.
Uh-huh.
Self-rising.
Uh-huh.
We call that self-rising.
And so you sift it, and then what do you do?
Baby,
when you're making cornbread, you sift the meal, and then what do you do?
Sift the meal and put your milk in. You know, salt, if it's not self-rising, you put salt and soda in it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And do you put an egg in it? Or?
Yeah. Now, a lot of folks like egg. I used to have a neighbor live way across here. She could cook the best egg bread. Some folks don't like it, says it smells egg, but I liked her egg bread.
Well, now, do you make egg bread from cornmeal, too?
Uh-huh. That's what you make it out of.
Uh-huh.
That's what you make egg bread.
Well, now, about how many eggs do you put in, say, a loaf of egg bread?
About two eggs.
Uh-huh. And is it pretty much like cornbread except for the eggs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cornbread all right, but that eggs make it rise and soft.
Uh-huh.
And it's good, too. I used to cook it, too. I couldn't cook it like my neighbor back over here.
Well, do you put drippings in it, in egg bread?
Drippings like what?
Well, like bacon grease, or?
Yeah, you put grease in.
Uh-huh.
It won't be good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Lot of butter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see now. What are some other things that are made out of cornmeal? You make cornbread or egg bread?
Well, it's all the same. It is cornbread.
Yeah.
When you put the eggs in it, that's egg bread.
Well, now, what about some cornmeal thing that's made in a little bowl and dropped in hot fat, and people eat them with fish a lot of times?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a special name for that? Did you ever make those?
Yes, but I can't think of what muffins ain't.
Okay. Now, did you cook muffins in a special kind of pan?
Well, some folks got special kind, and some just muffins. I got one, got little holes, put your muffins in.
Uh-huh.
It is special.
Uh-huh.
Pans.
Okay. And let's see. Did you ever make hush puppies or corn dodgers? Now, those are the things that are fried, and sometimes people put onions in them.
That's right.
Okay. Well, now, what about cornmeal made in a bowl and maybe boiled with turnip greens or with a ham hock?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you ever use cornbread like that?
No, I never used it like that, but I have seen folks use it.
Uh-huh. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake. I used to love to think that our little old folks, you know, bed on it. They burn wood all the time, but now you see, I don't have no ashes now.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.